Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board of, which is one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodin.
Wonderful as always to be able to be catching up with Simone Herodin from the Artscape Theatre, and the theatre is all abuzz and all in pink this week as we prepare for Peppa Pig, which has sold out and an extra show being added. Simone, there's lots of excitement. Please do tell, how are things down at the Artscape Theatre this week?
Yes, absolutely, Janet. There's lots and lots happening at Artscape this week and this weekend, and it's going to be Muddy Puddles with Peppa, George, Mummy, and Daddy Pig, and they're going to go on a roller coaster adventures with space rockets and starfish and exploding bubbles.
Oh my goodness.
Big bong sing-alongs.
It sounds wonderful. A treat for young ones and young old ones together for sure, because we're all fans of Peppa. And how wonderful to have them. And I believe that they were VVIPs, very, very important pick that was flown down by Lyft Airlines. So that's pretty exciting news as well. So definitely a VIP in the house this weekend.
Definitely. But every patron is also a VIP at Artscape.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is the patrons that are listening and waiting eagerly to hear what's happening at the theatre this week under the spotlight with Simone Herodin. So, Simone, do tell us, what can we expect to sing at the theatre?
Yes, for those who are in a mood, I mean, Cape Tony is lovely jazz. So Benjamin Jephter is on the
Oh,
cast this
wow.
weekend. And he'll be doing songs from his 2015 album, Jenga, which is hailed as the new generation of jazz. So that's on this weekend for jazz lovers. It's two shows only. There are still a few tickets available. Rush out to go buy them now.
Amazing. Are you saying there's only two tickets available?
There are
Two shows?
few tickets available. There are two shows and just a few tickets available.
Okay, fantastic. So just be quick on that draw. And how can we get those tickets?
Tickets available. Those tickets are available through web tickets, but also it's also always best to check on our website, because some of our producers do use other ticketing agencies as well.
Fantastic. And of course, wonderful news to know that we can now park underground as well. So please do tell us about that.
Yes, underground parking is available for patrons on evening shows and in weekends. And important to note is that the parking is a flat fee. So you can actually pay your parking when you enter the park, when you park your car and you're about to go into the theater. You can actually pay for your parking beforehand. And that actually also avoids the queues of waiting when the productions are finished. And there will also be temporary parking availability to pay your parking at box office itself. So we are opening all of these opportunities to make the experience a much, much smoother one right from the minute that you enter the parking garage and step into Artscape.
How phenomenally convenient is that? Because now that we're moving into warmer weather, we are also moving into rainy season, which September is known for. So no need to spoil the phenomenal hairstyles and the beautiful couture that our ladies step out in. So good to know that we can park and arrive just completely unfrazzled and looking fabulous for the theatre.
Absolutely. The only muddy puddles is the muddy puddles of Peppa Pig. No other muddy puddles.
That's good to know. So there's jazz, there's Peppa Pig. What else, Simon?
Next week we've got some exciting shows. Dancers Love Dogs. This is like the annual staple where dancers perform with dogs on stage.
No ways. I'm
Yep.
so excited to hear this. Do tell.
That's on the 11th of September. It's dancers from different genres, ballet, contemporary. They perform with the dogs on stage. Guide dogs are welcome to attend the production with the owners, and it is towards a very good cause. It's actually a fundraising cause towards mass sterilizations of animals in need. I mean, we've seen so many abandoned animals on the streets, and if you know, it would be great if we can get to an ethic where we actually sterilize our animals up, because we just can't especially afford to feed them, and we don't want to see them roaming the streets and being out in cold weather and looking for food. So this is a major good cause with the dancers and the dogs on stage.
How phenomenal. You know, I'm loving how Artscape is doing, and Artscape has always done this, these wonderfully responsible programs and working with partners like the city to clean up these challenges that we're experiencing. And just so phenomenal to know that there's a humane, ethical way of sterilizing the dogs so that we don't have an outburst in the population and that they are managed and controlled and are able to have affordability, etc. So a beautiful cause and definitely one that needs support that's coming up next week. And I'm sure that you will tell us more about that when we chat next week, Simone.
I actually just want to get in one thing for the Jet Set listeners is our Rainbow Rhythms Heritage Concert on the 14th at 3 o'clock is free.
Oh, wow. Those are always phenomenal. So the 14th is what day of the week? Just remind
The
me.
14th is on a Saturday, and the production Rainbow Rhythms at 3 o'clock is free for Jet Setting with Janet listeners. They must just phone
That
Artscape
is
to attend.
an absolute treat, something for our listeners to look forward to. We'll make sure that we put that out on socials and let's see how many jet setters we can get out there on Saturday. I will certainly make my way there and let's see, Amy, if we can get some jet setting bags and spoil some of our listeners when they come to Artscape.
That would be
Are you
amazing.
going
We're
to
going to
be there?
celebrate our heritage.
Absolutely. What a phenomenal thing to do. And let's see how people are going to dress up in their traditional clothes and make it super exciting to be at the theater on that day. It's going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely. So that's the exciting things happening at Artscape in the coming days and for the foreseeable, for the close foreseeable future. There's lots more happening, but we will discuss in more details as we chat on our Jet Setting with Janet every week.
Well, Simone, we hang on to your every word because you come with so much excitement, so many exciting new things happening, and so much to look forward to. We certainly will be looking forward to chatting to you again next week on Jet Setting with Janet, and we will see you at the theatre.
Absolutely.